4 years ago, we set out with a project to build a UK version that had some of the benefits of adjuvant, but which was built on a cohort of patients from the UK. We were keen to use cancer registration data because of the ability to have near complete cancer registration, and we wanted a population-based tool to avoid any bias from data based on an individual unit. The original model was built on over 5,000 women from the east of England, where we had access to accurate data on mode of detection, ER, as well as systemic treatment. We were also keen to alter the nodal groups used in this kind of prognostication, because with the introduction of sentinel node biopsy, it really emphasised the number of patients that had a single node positive. The other thing that we were keen to do was to include mode of detection. And this has now been recognised by several groups, and finally in North America, I have to say, where if you look at survival, here plotted against Nottingham Prognostic Index, screen-detected survival, shown in blue, is always higher than symptomatic survival, even at the same stage. And this is not yet fully explained, but it is a phenomenon, and it does need to be included in your prognostication model.